above all names. Blessing and honor. Name above all names. Dominion and power. Name above all names. Righteous and holy. Name above all names. Glorious and worthy. He who was dead.
Lifted high, exalted. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning. What a way to start your morning, lifting up the names of God. I mean, listen, we already know that God is so worthy to be praised, but sometimes we just need to call him by his name. Sometimes we need to call him Adonai. Sometimes we need to say Elohim. Sometimes we need to call him El Shaddai, Emmanuel, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha. Sometimes we have to just come to him and just give him all his honor and his glory and talk to him in a proper way. And on this morning, we got up calling out the names of Jesus. What a beautiful way to start your day. I say good morning to you. I welcome you to our executive meeting this morning. I'm all stirred up. I'm all geared up. Just have a new refreshing, a new anointing, and just grateful for what God is getting ready to share with us today. We know that he is pouring out. God is pouring out all of those blessings that you're asking. They may not be a financial blessing. They may not be something that you are looking for, but right now, he is blessing us with his wisdom. He is blessing us with words that will help us, that will take us into the places that we need to be. And I sit and say to you, there is no other place that you should or want to be without, instead of meeting God at the table this morning, eating with him, breaking bread with him, and drinking, so you will never hunger again. You will never thirst again, because we already know what he is here to do. You need to prepare yourself and get ready to receive what he has already predestined, what he has already planned. Fiji, we see you this morning. South Africa, we see you this morning. Kingston, Jamaica, we see you. We see you all over there in Europe. And we are not going to forget our own homeland of the United States. We see you too. So I did urge you, to buckle your seatbelt. Renew, ask God to remove anything that's hindering you. Because when I sit and tell you that the Holy Spirit is on fire, it is on fire. And the Holy Spirit is willing to share the power, that force that is coming through right now, this morning. So it may be noon for you. It may be afternoon. But guess what? He is not leaving you out. So be steadfast. Be unmovable. Move everything out of the way. If you got anything on your table this morning, I'm asking you to clear it out, because I know that the word of God is going to come in and just knock you over, because that's how powerful the Holy Spirit is right now. The Holy Spirit not playing with us. It's not tiptoeing. It's not doing any of that. It is doing its job, coming to allow you to feel its consuming power. So stay steadfast, unmovable, but be prepared. Minister Chiquita, bring us in with prayer, please.
Good morning, sisters, and we'd like to thank again for joining us for this executive meeting. And once again, we'd like to thank you, God, for sitting with us and coming in and gracing us with your presence this morning, God. And like the song say, we should praise your name, oh God. We praise you, God, that you are love, oh God. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, we know what love looks like, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We praise that you are the same yesterday and today and forever, oh God. That you are the refuge, you are the rock, you are the rescuer, you are the shield, you are the salvation strength, oh God. Your place is the place of safety, oh God. We praise you, oh God, for being the everlasting God, the creators of the ends of the earth. You do not fail or worry, oh God. Your understanding is unsearchable, God. Your ways are higher than your ways, oh God. Your ways are higher than our ways, oh God. Praise to God. Who ways perfect, oh God. Praise him, oh God. We praise you, oh God. Oh, Jesus. For all those who take reference to you, oh God, We praise you, O God, for your holiness. Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy is the host of the glory, O God, of all the earth. Praise the Lord, who is like no other, pardoning iniquities and passing over transgressions. Praise him, O God. Praise him. Praise him for his mercy. He does not retain his anger forever. He is the light and steadfast, O God. We praise you, O God. We praise you for your compassion. We praise you for your forgiveness, O God. We will not tread past, O God, in your iniquities, O God. We will walk strong, O God. We praise you, God, a God merciful and gracious, O God, a God slow to anger and a God abundant in steadfast love, O God. Keeping us, O God. Keeping us, O God. Forgiving us for our transgressions and our iniquities, O God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. We praise you from the heights, God. We praise you, O God. We praise all the angels. We praise all the hosts. We praise the sun, the moon, the stars, O God. We praise you, God. We praise your name, O God. For he commanded and he created, O God. You established him forever and ever, O God. We gave it to pray, O God. And it should not pass, O God. We, Lord, Lord, praise the Lord, the earth. O God. The mountain and the hills, the fruit trees and all the cedar, the beasts and all the living livestock, creeping things and flying birds, O God, the things of the earth and all the people, O God, the young men, the maidens and all the children, O God, we praise you, O God, we praise your name, O God, your name is exalted, O God, it is majestic, O God, we raise the horns, O God, with the people of Israel, O God, we praise your name, O God, Father, I thank you for this gift of praise, O God, we thank you for revealing yourself to us, O God, by your word, O God, by your spirit, O God, by your creations, O God, that I might stand in awe of you, O God. You alone are worthy of the praise and the glory, O God. You are created all things, O God, and all things you might be a preeminent, O God. Your request that I offer, O God, and the supplication of God that I raise, O God, and intercession that I might make, O God, let it never be neglected to render the praise that are due to you, O God. It's in your name, the Savior Jesus Christ, in your name, O God, we praise. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. As we all know, God is just, he's wonderful, he's marvelous, he's majestic, and we are just so thankful that he is our Father. We are just so thankful that we can call him Daddy. We are just so thankful for that today. And on today, before I move out of the way, because I know that God has just, he is just downpouring information. The Holy Spirit is just downpouring information to Apostle Temple for him to share with the people. And I'm going to say that word again, share, because you have some people that's not willing to share what God is saying to them, or they may want to share it at a cost. But right now, where God is that where he has you at, because you're here with us on today, he's sharing it at no cost. He's withholding nothing, and therefore you need to not withhold anything with him. But before we go, I just want to prepare a stage for you, because the word preparation came to me, and in that preparation, the scripture took, the Holy Spirit took me to, in the book of Joshua 1:7-8, and it says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. I'm going to go back to that. It says that study the book of instructions continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Verse 9, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. See, when the Lord said to me preparation and took me to this scripture, see, I understand, and hopefully everybody else that was just heard me read it, they understand too, because we know that God is taking us someplace else. We know that he's taking us. He has we are in a place of elevation.
We're in that place right now. We're not looking toward tomorrow. We're in that place right now. But see, he gave us the instructions on what to do in order to be prosperous and successful in your transition period, your transitional period. You transitioning from one place, one place to the other. We're not talking about going downward. I'm talking about elevation. And that's what Apostle Temple, we've been talking about being prosperous, being successful. And here in the Word of God, it's not what we say, but it's what the Word of God says, is that you should meditate on the Word and follow its instructions. See, this is where you get your godly wisdom. And in order for you to get from one place to the other, you have to have sound advice. And that sound advice makes you make good sound judgment calls. And that meditating on the Word of God also let God know that, Father, I'm in a place where I'm ready to follow you. I'm in a place, Lord, where I'm ready for you to lead me and guide me, because I'm leaning on this book of instruction. And this is why it is so important for us to read the Word of God, not just read the Word of God, but to understand the Word of God and then apply it in our life. It's why I love Bible studies. Some people feel like it's too much. Oh, we on the line too much, or we doing this. Let me tell you something. It's never too much for you to have God in your life. You can never have too much God in your life, because God did not bring us here or did not create us for us to be in a state and be in darkness. God brought us in on this earth. He created us for us to be in a place of light. He brought us in a place where we would be We brought us in a place where we can make great decisions. He brought us in a place where those decisions can take us from one place to the other. If you read the Bible, whenever you have a situation going on, if you look up a word and you read the Bible, trust and believe, it's something in that word that's going to help you get out of your situation. It's something in that word that's going to give you godly counsel. And this is what we need in order to go into the elevation that God has for us. And we all know what God has for us, it is for us. But we also have to go. We have to know that we have to take the wisdom. We have to take the knowledge. We have to take the understanding with us in order for us to be successful, in order for us to be prosperous. We do not want to stay in that dark dungeon that we may have been living in for the majority of our life. God, the light of the tunnel is here. I'm here to tell somebody this morning, if you look through your godly eyes, hallelujah, if you look through your godly eyes, the light of the tunnel is here. And God is pulling you day by day with his words, with the Holy Spirit leading you and guiding you. You may be walking. You may be taking baby steps. Some of us may be crawling. Some of us may be just doing a little trot. And then you got some may be jogging and some that they may be running. But I'm here to tell you on this thankful Tuesday morning that God is pulling you closer to him. And in that pulling closer to him, you are receiving an elevation. You are no longer in the place that you used to be. You may sit and say, okay, well, I'm still here in this house. I'm not talking about physical right now. I'm talking about on the spiritual realm. If you have been applying the Word of God, the teachings that God has been giving you throughout this entire year, then that means that you are moving. That means that you are no longer standing still. That means that you are in motion. You are in motion. You are mentally, you've moved. Spiritually, you've moved. Physically, you've moved. I don't care how you may sit and look at it. You have moved. Because one thing about God, God is a God that he moves. The Holy Spirit is all over this place. And if you receive it, and if you stay in a place where you are following God's instructions, knowing that he is preparing you, he's preparing you for your next season. He's preparing you for your next season. So I sit and urge you on this morning to not put your Bible to the side. See, some of us like to look at TBN, the Word Network, or even just listen to what the men and women of God may want to share with you. But the instructions was to meditate on the Word of God, the Bible, all the time. Make that a priority. And as you are meditating, that your personal relationship is getting greater, because things that you may have not known, it comes to light for you. So I decree and declare on this morning that you on today would pick up the Bible and start meditating on the words. You would start seeking and searching the scriptures, and all scriptures are from God. You would start searching and seeking the scriptures so they can be applied in your life, because you are in an area right now. You are in a zone right now where God is moving in your life. It over to you, Apostle Temple.
Amen. God bless all of you. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. I'm just so excited this time to where God is really pouring knowledge and instructions. And around about this season, he always do that. I can't speak for many people. He does that with me. Because one thing about God, when he give you fresh information and give you fresh insight, he give it to you not for vanity. He give it to you for a reason. Because he's going to bring you into another area. You're coming into another area or manifestation that is in your life. Amen. I want to share something with you. I want to drive some things down deep with you all. Amen. My God, especially the term that evangelist was using, preparation. Understand this. This is what many people understand, because a lot of people do understand preparation, and they understand preparation season. Hear it a lot. Amen. But I want to let you know something. Preparation, or your preparation season, is not relevant to your life unless you have a direction. I'm going to say that again. Preparation, or your preparation season, is not relevant to your life, amen, unless you have a direction. So many people will say that they are in their preparation season or in their preparation time. But the question is, where are you going? What is your direction? So many people have no direction or where they're going or where God is taking them. All they say is, I don't know. Well, if you don't know what are you being prepared for, how do you know you are in a preparation season? I'm going to say that again. If you don't know what you are being prepared for, how do you know that you are in your preparation season? So many people don't know the direction or the plan that God has on their life. Amen. We just want God to say, God, just reveal it. Whatever you got, whatever the plan, whatever your plan. Well, maybe he probably be revealing the plan of your life to you, but you too busy rejecting it. Amen. Oh, I just don't like that. Amen. We consider the things that we want to embrace if we like it or don't like it. And some things that you think you might not like it, but because of the exposure or influence by others, it left a sour taste in your mouth. Amen. So you got to have a direction when you're dealing with preparation. Other than preparation, or your preparing season will not be relevant for you in your life. So by the time whatever you are being put for, once you get it, because you didn't know you was going there, you will still miss it. You'll still miss it. It'll still pass you by. It'll still overlook you. Amen. Because you didn't know you was getting prepared, amen, for a great call. What do you say? understand. Pastor, help me to break it down in more in English terms. Sure, will. Amen. God could be preparing you for a promotion on your job, but you feel as though that the supervisor, somebody, is out there just coming out there to get you, coming out there to set you up without you knowing that God is preparing you for a greater position, and that greater position is going to cause daggers get thrown at you. So he said, I'm going to thicken your skin to be able to go through some tough stuff, be able to make some tough decisions and still keep a smile on your face and navigate it. But because you didn't realize that you was being prepared, amen, for a higher position, amen, so you kick against anything, you rebuke everything, amen. Many people go around rebuking naysayers, rebuking this and rebuking that. Well, God, the Bible says iron sharpens what? Iron. Y'all come on with me. Iron sharpens what? Iron. Iron sharpens iron. That's two irons hitting itself together. Amen. And God could be preparing you for something great, but because we don't understand the direction, we don't understand the plan, we don't understand where we're going. Amen. So many people move their plan and begin to seek the plan of God for their life off of emotions. Amen. Off of current situations that they are in. Off of they tired of being broke. Off of they just being disgusting. See, I'm telling you this. Once you're tired of being broke, amen, eventually you ain't going to be tired no more. Amen. Don't get to the point to say, well, I'm tired. No, get to the point to say, this is going to be the way of life. This is the way I'm going to live. This is the way of the kingdom, the way of life. Amen. And let's look at something else. Amen. Side note. I want to show you something else as well. So many people, my God, life has changed. Many people are in a place of change. Your life has changed. God already paradigm you. God already placed you in a new place. Many of you, you could testify that if you look back upon your life and where you come from, amen, your life is nowhere near where it used to be, amen. But this is the piece, my God, that is causing a lot of people to stay trapped, and they perception is looking like where they come from. Amen. Why is that? Because God could take you from one place to put you into another place, but mentally you still trapped into that old place. I'm going to say that again. Mentally, you still trapped in that old place. So you don't see the new place, or you know you're in a new place, but you really don't understand the value of the new place that you're in, because mentally, you still trapped in the hood. Amen. My God, you still trapped in that old poverty place. You still trapped to where you feel as though that everybody doing you wrong. You still trapped in that hurt. You still trapped that I can't fool with y'all. You still trapped into a place to where, my God, you probably been ran over mentally. You probably been abused mentally. My God, you probably been going through some trauma mentally. And because you have not caught up to where God is taking you, you still using the mental path of where you done been or where you done come from, or you're still thinking or coming with that perception in your eye that you're still thinking you in that place. So now in your new place, because you didn't free yourself, God already freed you. You didn't free yourself mentally from that old place. Now you sabotage in your new place, and you're blaming on everybody else. Who I'm talking to this morning? Then you begin to blame it on everybody else. And God say, no, you just didn't free yourself mentally. I freed you naturally, amen, and spiritually, but yet you still holding yourself accountable mentally, amen. You still looking at folks with side eye because old Betsy Sue and them done betrayed you, amen. So mentally, my God Almighty, you still stuck with Betsy Sue and them, amen. Even though your surroundings are different, even though you have different relationships, even though, my God, your choices are different now, but because you have not freed yourself, I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost that the saints of God, you're going to free yourself mentally. To leave, for you can catch up to the plan of God where he already established in your life, and you won't come, my God Almighty, with a perception of your past, but you'll come with a perception where you at right now. Amen. Because now when you come into a new place with God, and when God brings you into a new area with him and doing something new, information begin to be new. Instructions begin to be new. Your vision begin to be new. How you process things begin to be new. Things around you begin to be new. Everything becomes a learning process. You cannot take the old into a new place. The scripture already declares that and forbid it, that my God Almighty, I cannot pour old wine into new wine skin, because why? It will do some damage into, y'all hear me, it will do some damage into the new wine skin. You got to understand, my God Almighty, many of you are causing damage into your life because you are not celebrating. You are not catching up to the plan that God already established for your life. Baby, you better look back upon your life and understand that through this midst of this pandemic, I'm still blessed. God still healing. God still doing what he need to do. I know, my God Almighty, I should have been exposed to this COVID-19, but somehow he still kept me. Somehow he still protected me. Somehow, because I know I wasn't doing everything I should have been doing. Somebody need to free themselves mentally and bring themselves up where the plan of God is in your life. You ain't around, my God Almighty, broke people, broke mentality. And when I mean by broke, I'm talking about broke mentality. They don't want to get up and do things for themselves. They always looking for somebody to come bail them out. They always got something to say, talk about you. My God, talk about this. When you don't have nothing, they got something to say about you. When you do have something, now they got something to say, but it's something that they want for you. They want to be your friend now. They want to call you. They your counselors. They your mentors now. But when you don't have nothing to offer, now they don't even must know you. Girl, you got judgment on your life. You better get yourself together. The devil is on you. You better stop doing all that. You always be messing up. I told you God gonna get you. But now when things are coming in your life, ooh, you so blessed. Girl, you need to rub some of that over here. Throw a little bit of that over here. It's the Holy Ghost talking to somebody, my God Almighty. And now, my God Almighty, it calls you to be into a place of confusion. Many people think that other folks bring the confusion. No, your life, my God Almighty, because you didn't free yourself from different things out of your life and understand where you're at right now and understand where the naysayer. Some folks you just can't help. Some folks that just want to be sick because they feel like being sick. Some folks love they even doing and just love, my God Almighty, their pleasure of their foolishness of their mess. You just need to come into a place where you need to understand that that's the way it is, that I just got to accept it. My God, even though I want the best for you, but until you get the best, till you want the best for yourself, it's nothing that I could do. I need to free myself mentally of my family. I need to free myself mentally of relationship. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that you're going to free yourself, my God, of family. You're going to free yourself of past relationship. You're going to free yourself of gossip. You're going to free yourself of being lied on. You're going to free yourself of the cares about what people think about you, how they feel about you, what they got to say about you. You're going to free yourself of groups and little cliques, my God Almighty, that they want to antagonize and come up against you, because I declare and decree that this next season that you're going to walk into, you're not going to be the one that's going to sabotage the plan and the purpose that God has for you. You're going to understand your direction. You're going to understand your direction. You're going to understand your destiny. You're going to understand the direction that you're going to go. You're going to stay focused, and you are not going to allow things up in your past mentally, my God Almighty, mentally a captivity, being in mentally salvation. In the name of Jesus, it's not going to work. I declare and decree under the unction of the Holy Ghost that everyone that is listening upon the sound of our voice, you shall not be in the dungeon, or you shall not be held in captivity with your mind. You're going to free yourself, because Bobo Nim went through this. You ain't going to go through this, because they say this is where it is. You're going to say no. Whose report that I'm going to believe, and I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I declare in the name of Jesus that you say I'm free in the Holy Ghost. My mind is free. My soul is free. I'm walking out of that place of confinement. I'm walking out of that place of being held as a prisoner, captive. negativity in my mind. I'm coming into the new that God has for me mentally. Understanding the plan, understanding the purpose, understanding that my purpose needs a direction. If my purpose doesn't have a direction or preparation doesn't have a direction, my preparation will not be valid to me. Amen. It's only valid to me understanding the direction that I need to go. It is only valid to me understanding the plan and the plan that God has for my life. It's valid to me understanding where I want to go. I got a question where you want to go. And so many folks, my God, so many things, my God, say, you know what, Pastor? All I want to do is just have a good relationship with the Lord. Tell me what that looks like then. I tell you what. Tell me what that looks like then. Oh, Pastor, I just want God to help me to be a better person. Tell me what that looks like then. My God, I might. Tell me what that looks like. Oh, Pastor, all I want, my God, I want to be closer with the Lord. Well, you tell me what that looks like. Amen. You tell me what. Stop cutting yourself short with what God already gave you, for you can make the decision for yourself in your own life. Amen. Stop cutting yourself short, my God Almighty, and minimize it. I dare you, my God, in 2021, I dare you somebody to be foolish enough and try God, amen, and step out on something that they don't even must believe that it will come to pass in my life, because generation after generation been walking, my God, in poverty, been walking, my God, in lack. Now God is trying to take me out into wealth. I dare somebody will break the chains of generation curse. I dare somebody will make up in their mind, say, my God Almighty, this generation soul tie, it's going to stop here. If I got to step on water, my God Almighty, and be the one that is nervous, but the Holy Ghost got to keep me held up. I'm breaking this in the name of Jesus. Somebody need to say, my God Almighty, tell me what it looks like. Amen. My God Almighty, tell me what it looks like. So we got to understand something. Preparation. It needs a destiny. It needs a plan to be relevant in your life. It needs a plan. Many people say, God is preparing me. Preparing you for what? They here they come now, or he's just preparing you for something. I don't know what it is. God, the Bible declares that God says, I know the plan for you in your life. If God says you know the plan, see, many people be seeking God for all this other stuff, and you have not even tapped into a piece of God yet. Amen? Many people just seeking God for the things that they need done, for the things. And some people just want to be in good standards, because when they need him, my God Almighty, they want to make sure that he will come. Amen. And have not he must tap into a fraction, my God, of the mind of God. Tap into the fraction of the relationship of God. Amen. God says, I have a plan for you. My God Almighty, I have a purpose for you. And I need you to begin to tap. I dare you to begin to change your prayer life and begin to seek God for the plan and the purpose. I dare you begin to change the words that you say. Amen. And ask the Holy Ghost to order your steps, my God Almighty, my God, to the plan and the purpose that God has for my life. I dare you begin to ask the Holy Ghost, my God Almighty, reveal to me what God is preparing me for. Reveal to me, for I can get ready mentally, not only knowledgeable, but I can be ready mentally. Because a lot of us, because, my God, we walked in some opportunities and we wasn't ready mentally, because our mental mindset is still back there in our past. Our mental mindset is still back there in lack. Our mental mindset. So now when things look like what it is, but it's really not, we're going to begin to jump on and come against, attack it. My God, have some type of reaction. And I'm here to tell you, my God, I had to tell a couple of people one time before, listen, you don't have to fight no more, because you might was in survival mode over there. But you over here now, you don't cross over the mountain. You don't need to come into all that, because God's going to supply our every needs over here. We have something, my God Almighty, to issue around the table. Some of you are still in a fighting mode, and God say you already fought your way out. You already broke through. You already came into your breakthrough place. Now you need to enjoy this new place. You need to enjoy this new land, because what you tried to do, my God Almighty, in this land, what you did in the past, is not working in this place, because this place, my God, it has another standard. It has a different, my God, capacity that you need to walk in. I declare and decree that your mind is going to change. The word and the knowledge on your life is going to change. The information, my God, even the perception that how you perceive information through one of your gates of vision, my God, it's going to begin to be perceived differently. You're going to see differently. You're going to begin to register differently. You're going to begin to process differently. Because why? It is the plan of God and the will of God for your life. Betty, you evangelist, I'm out. My God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a word. What a word. That's why. See, we're going to go back to preparation. I prepare. God allowed, the Holy Spirit allowed you to be prepared for this word. There's nothing else left for me to say but just to sit and urge you to receive what God has for you, because, again, he is pouring into you, and he is pouring into you for a reason. And your reason is now this is your season. You are walking into your newness. So do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed, but just know that God is with you. He is your guide. He's leading you. He's guiding you, and he is with you. Now, what I am requesting is, because we do not want to leave anybody behind, we want other people to receive these words of wisdom that God is pouring out to us right now in this season. We don't want to wait to 2021. So I urge you to get up in the morning, have somebody, sharing and caring. Let them know that you are hearing the true, unadulterated word of God. That word is for you. It is for me. It is for everybody right now that's in a place to receive, that's in a place that they have a renewed mind, in a place where they've created a clean heart, in a place where they're trusting God. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation is, God is everything to them. God is their everything, their thought pattern, everything. So what I'm asking and urging you to do is to have somebody come out with you on tomorrow morning. You know we're here Monday through Friday, and on Sundays we're here too. Sometimes when the Holy Spirit says, I want you to take this training, this teaching, my words, into a nightly session as well, we are obedient to the Holy Spirit, and we do so. So I urge you to let someone else come on the line with you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Do not be selfish. Call them and let them know that the words of God is surfing through the internet. The words of God is entering into your home. The words of God, yes, girl, he's talking to me. Identify who God, put a name on it. Put a name on who God is talking to. So with that being said, just know that we love you. We love you unconditionally, but we know that God loves you best. And we want only the best for you. So we ask you again to come out tomorrow morning. Come out strong. Come out in numbers, because God is talking to the multitude. And as we leave you today, we leave you with love, peace, and happiness. So you go out. You have a great day. And just know that God loves you, and he wants what's best for you. Have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless you all.